T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A 3-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly 3 decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now that was a hell of a weekend, wasn't it? That was a weekend. Man, I don't know how we should do this like at the end of the show today. We should just like hit it and walk off. And then and just like raise our hands.
Hit what though? What are you hitting?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm saying. He said hit it and walk off. I don't understand. I need clarity. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me wanting a little bit of clarity at 6 o'clock in the morning? Oh,
that's true. That's probably not, John, not well put.
John said, I just want to hit it and walk off. What does that mean?
Man, how about that? Every time I think I've seen it all from the Atlanta Braves, man of mercy, Hugh Douglas, what in the world is that?
Exciting baseball. You know, everything for me evolves around football.
Uh-huh.
And what I see is a team that every week they're gaining confidence and they go out that believability.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go from that 14-inning game they had the other night to right. that battle that they had yesterday. Man, this team is never say die. They never quit. Very, very resilient. You can't ask for more from a baseball club. You can't ask for more from any professional team than what the Braves are giving you right now.
Well, they are the most exciting team in baseball. How about Charlie Walkoff? Man, what a story Charlie Culberson is. I just tweeted out, and I need your help this morning, because the Braves need a new nickname. Because, again, after what happened yesterday, there was one of the stories on one of the sites, the baby Braves are out there doing their thing. The baby Braves are in for – enough with the baby Braves. These men is all grown up.
That's funny. You sound like Charlie Manuel when he said it, when he was in Philly. He said something like that, I've been growed up. But they're exciting. And the thing that's exciting about them, John, is that the contribution that you're getting from everybody.
Right.
And – the fact that your starting pitching is starting to come around and they're starting to pitch deep into games, which in turn takes a lot of pressure off your bullpen, mm-hmm. takes a lot of pressure off your bullpen. Cause I know for you, that has been a little bit of a sore spot, but Vizcaino yesterday did a really good job.
He did a great job.
Pissed himself out of a few jams. This team is exciting. There's no question about that. And if you're feeling like, you know, playoff fever or whatever it is you're feeling, I don't see a problem with that, especially with the way they play. I cannot see them just falling off the cliff, you know, and just going away. I don't see that. And I think that it's going to be – I think they're a legit contender for the NL East race in the NL East.
Well, you know, I was taking a bunch of grief on Twitter this weekend because you know how Bo likes to – because Bo's filling in and helping out with the afternoon show. But Bo likes to just – he likes to tweak you. He likes to point you, nee, nee, that kind of Bo, because he does that. And so Camargo hit another home run, and he tweaked me again, nee, you know. And then Vizcaino had that outing, and I get tweaked again by somebody else, nee, you know, because I've been rough on him.
I mean
– but I should be rough on everybody.
Yeah, you should. It's starting to pay dividends for you. But – you know, it's funny when you're talking about Camargo and the weekend that he had. A lot of people talking about they're gonna hate when his mother leaves because he's, you know, the fact that his mother's here has probably been one of the main reasons why he's been doing what he's been doing. But man, I tell you, the good thing about this team is that they're not the usual suspects that are coming up and creating these moments, these wild moments that Braves fans are looking at like, wow, it's a little bit of everybody. You just don't know. Watching this team. Every night, the seventh inning and beyond, you always look and think, like, wow, okay, who's going to be the star tonight? Who's going to be the guy that's going to step up and going to do something big for you tonight?
And it's been everybody. You're right. I mean, it's been Charlie Culberson twice.
In what, 4 days?
In 4 days. I mean, the guy, I was, stats are what you make of them, and I'm loath to throw some of them out sometimes, except when you say that Charlie Culberson, in his entire Major League career, has eight home runs. Five of them are walk-off home runs.
That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing.
I mean, I don't know if, you know, a guy like, I'd have to ask, did Andrew Jones have five walk-off home runs in the 500 he almost hit or whatever he hit, you know? I mean, that's just, you don't have five walk-offs. You don't have two in 4 days. Who does that? Charlie Culberson does that.
Yeah, clutch, Mr. Clutch.
Charlie Walkoff does that.
I tell you, though, but it's a good feeling to watch these Braves play. It's a good feeling every morning, and I say this again, to wake up and see Braves leading the highlights for something that they've done or the hot team in baseball right now, because normally you in baseball, for me, over the past few years, normally when they say certain teams are the ones that beat that year, normally it seems like it works out to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody saw this Braves team coming. Nobody saw this Braves team doing what they're doing. Nobody saw Sean Newcomb becoming the pitcher that it looks like he's starting to become. This pitching staff has pitched very, very well, starting to pitch deep into the innings, like I said, and the sky's the limit right now. I honestly feel like the sky's the limit for the Atlanta Braves.
Well, you're right about the pitching staff. We're talking about the Braves taking 3 out of 4 from the Washington Nationals, opening up a game and a half lead over the Nationals, a 3-game lead over the Phillies, a 7-game lead over the suddenly struggling New York Mets, who are really scuffling around. And the Braves here sit, on June the 4th, atop the division and kind of rolling along. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens from this point on, because they have exceeded my expectations of what I expected. If this year stopped right this minute, I would have taken the first, what's it been, 50-some-odd games here,
mm-hmm.
56, I think, and I would say, or whatever it's been, and I would say I'd have to go look to see how many it's been, this and just say, well, what a success the season has been to this point. Now, having said that, it's whetted my appetite. You just want more.
Yeah.
You know,
59. You almost said 60. 59.
Right. 59. Right. That's right, because I was thinking the other day that when they finish the Padres series that begins tomorrow, they'll have 100 games to go, and you're going, oh, they still have 100 games to go. There's still 103 games left.
Yeah, there's still a lot of baseball left to be played, but I will say this. There's something definitely to be excited about when it comes to these Atlanta Braves. I mean, and it's nothing wrong with enjoying the ride. I stress it again. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the ride with the Atlanta Braves.
Well, we're enjoying the ride. It's like having a football team in the NFL that's 4-0, okay?
That's kind of where we're looking at. Yeah.
You know, you haven't won anything. You're just 4-0. The Mets are like 2-2, and you just have opened up a little lead, and you're all excited about the beginning of the year. That's all it is. Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Monday, and we will talk about what a weekend it was. We'll get into the NBA. We'll get into United. We have a lot to chop up over the next 4 hours because there is a ton of stuff to talk about. But this Braves thing is really, really taken, I think, a lot of us, including me, by surprise. And I think what you hit on, there are two areas that really have surprised me. One is the starting pitching that has been so good, and the second is the depth on the team, because it is Camargo, it is Flaherty, it is Culberson, it's all those other guys that are doing this. It's Kurt Suzuki. It's not necessarily, you know, funny thing is, if you stop and think about it, Freddie Freeman's had a great year, but he's been kind of quietly great.
Well, he's not been the focus.
Right.
He's having another banner year. No question about that. He's having another banner year, but it's one of those things where it's just not Freddie that you're talking about. You're talking about like Ender Inciarte.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Ryan Flaherty, like you said.
Ozzie Albies.
Yeah, Charlie Culberson. So it's a bunch of guys. It's almost every night there's a different Brave that's going out handling his business.
Yeah, but we got to change. We need a nickname. The team needs a nickname. I don't know why I think that, but then I just want to get away.
Because you're being a little nitpicky.
Well, the baby Braves.
I mean, it just.
What's wrong with being the baby Braves, though?
I don't know. Am I overthinking this baby Braves thing? I mean, you've been around a long time. You're an old head.
Wow, thank you, John Freaky. I've lost time. All my hair. Oh. Yes, you are overthinking it, because they are growing into what they are supposed to be. You heard me screaming baby Lakers all year. So, I mean, it's just.
Great analogy.
It's all they're growing into that next step.
Yeah, and I think that's where they get it from, John. And part of that also is because nobody expected this from this team. I mean, even going into the season, we were looking at like, okay. Well, you know, I mean, from our perspective,
mm-hmm.
like, we didn't think the Braves were going to give us much, like, to talk about.
Right.
They've given us a lot to talk about. I mean, every day, You know, there's something about the Braves that, you know, there is something. I mean, there's some story to chop up. And that's a great thing. It's a great thing to have to have a playoff football team, have a phenomenal soccer team, and now the Braves are coming around. It's like, you know, as far as the sports year is concerned, we've had a pretty good sports year as far as winning goes. Pretty good. And it's great to roll into the next season on a winning note right now. So, yeah, it's a good feeling. Good, great, really good feeling.
I've been preaching it since I got on this radio station 5.5 years ago, and you know this, in the 3.5 years you and I have been together, Hugh.
Damn, it's been 3.5 years.
Yeah, been 3.5 years.
Dude.
3.5 years. We almost graduated college. I know. but in the 3.5 years we've been together, I've said, and this is why it's been so frustrating, because we've been so tantalizingly close, whether it was a Super Bowl or an NFC Championship game or a playoff or a college football title game, that once things happen in this town, we are going to go on a championship roll. And we're going to have 1, 2, 3. You know, it's going to start happening here, because the dam has to burst. These teams are getting too good in every sport across the board. United's too good. The Falcons are too good. Watch how good the Hawks get real fast. Watch the Hawks become possibly the next Golden State Warriors.
You hope. That's going to be a while, though, John, I think. I mean, I hear what you're saying, because winning, you want it to be contagious, and especially when you look at kind of what everybody in the city is doing, you want to be a part of that. Man, that's a tall order. I mean, but it's possible. In the East, it's possible. No question about it, it's possible.
Especially if one guy leaves his team and goes somewhere else.
LeBron James, still a special individual now. I mean, even though he was a little off last night, he's still a special player. Still a special player.
So I'm going to be looking for, we're looking for on our website, listen to me, our Twitter today, new nicknames for the Braves. If somebody comes up with one clever, I might have to give you the shout out, okay? I'll give you, if you come up with a nickname that I really like, and you could tweet me or tweet at 929 the game, then I will give you the shout out. I'll see if we can't find some, because I'm just not down with the baby Braves thing. This team needs something that's going to be like, you know, mentally, you know?
Well, they're growing. How about the maturing Braves? That's kind of corny, though.
Yeah, that sounds like some of the women I saw the other day at the Gold Corral.
Maturing? Now, you know, like, let me tell you the difference in the way that we think. Because when you say maturing, to me, that means, like, grown and, like, you know, I'm assuming that you mean older, like, gray hair, like,
yes.
Silver hair. See that? See me? It means two different things. It means something different to me.
What I think of mature, that's what I think.
But go to Corral, like that. If I had to choose a restaurant to go to have a good meal, I'd definitely go to the Golden Corral. I am a buffet style eater, but the problem is most people that I know do not like to eat buffet because they say it's disgusting and everybody put their hand. I'm not worried about what everybody else doing. I just like the fact that for what, $20, I can eat all I can eat.
I think it's like 10, actually.
Yeah, with the senior citizens discount.
Okay. Hey, I like the sweet tomatoes. I can't help it, you know? Sweet tomatoes is great. Yeah, but you're right. You got to be careful that you don't have people just picking through and throwing stuff back into the salad bar.
Yeah.
It is the Morning Show with John and Hugh. What a weekend of stars. Dansby and Charlie and Fulte and Joseph and Steph. How about Atlanta United and what happened last night in the NBA? We'll get it all in next as we continue on The Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Go to our website at 929thegame.com and check out the front page and be part of our event on Wednesday over at Topgolf. You got to come join us. It'll be fun.
Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Listen and win.
The game's national signing bonus.
This is huge. We're giving away over $250,000. A chance to win a grand.
You just won $1,000.
12 times a day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There are weekends and then there are pretty darn good ones. And around here in Atlanta, that was a pretty darn good weekend. Braves taking 3 out of 4 from the Washington Nationals. Atlanta United. What, that was a weird scene. Welcome back to The Morning Show, John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game. If you didn't catch it, if you weren't at the game or didn't catch it, a bizarre scene happened at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday evening. The Philadelphia Union came to town, and 20 minutes into the game, there was a call that went against them, which, by the way, happened to be the right call. And, Hugh, the Philadelphia Union players went, I mean, ham on that referee and started getting kicked out of the game left and right.
I didn't understand it. What was it, Badejo? And what was the other guy's name? I can't pronounce his last name. Munda something. But yet, what a job. I have never seen – I wonder what happened to them that made them – they got, what, two red cards and two yellow cards, and it was like they were playing the whole match. Philadelphia Union playing with nine men. It seemed like the whole match they were playing with nine men.
Nine guys.
Yeah, and it was just – it was like what set them off to the point? Harris Madungeon. Madungeon, that's who it was. Harris Madungeon.
I'll go with that.
Alejandro Bedoya. Those two cats, like the ref came and talked to him, and Madungeo just went. He just went in. He just went all the way in. He looked like he was about to whoop the ref, and it just made me think. It like seriously, all jokes aside, I really missed Philadelphia at that point. I really missed like
because that was keeping true. It real.
No, that was just that just seemed like some Philadelphia stuff, like to just go off the way that they went off, and It was uncalled for. It was childish, I would say, and it was a bad look for the Union, especially when the match started off the way that it did. You know, you were going back and forth. So for them to do that the way that they did, it was a bad look. But it made me miss Philadelphia a little bit.
Yeah, Bedoya is a veteran. He's been on the U.S. men's national team, and so some fans know him. But they start arguing and. And one thing leads to another, and he gets a yellow card, and then obviously he said something else to the referee, and the referee went, "Oh, okay."
John, they were red so card. Heated, like in the Madungeon was like he wanted to really put his hands on the referee.
Oh yeah,
he really wanted, and I'm like, "Wow!"
You had Jeff Lorenowitz stepping in, helping out, you know,
it's
going,
like,
"Hey,
wow, what happened to that? What? Why did it get? Why did it? How did that escalate as fast as it did? And the match just started. I didn't understand that."
Yeah, and if you look, Philadelphia came in a red-hot team.
They won
4 out of 5, and they just totally lost their cool. And it looked for a second, because there was a brief second in this scrum, you almost have to go watch the video, where I thought the first red card came out, and then it went crazy, and the second red card came out, and then it went up another level, and I thought there might be a third and a fourth and a fifth, and I thought, you know, this thing could explode on Philadelphia if they're not careful.
Yeah, I thought it got to the point where it escalated so quickly that you just knew somebody was about to get hands put on them. I'm just glad it didn't get to that point, but it really looked like somebody was about to get hands put on it.
Anyway, Atlanta United ended up winning the game against shorthanded Philadelphia and winning it 3-1, and Joseph Martinez had a hat trick. Joseph was crazy, 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 crazy.
Joseph with hands on hips again. Soren Stoica ordering everyone else outside the penalty area. Will it be history for Joseph? Gets the whistle, steps up to the ball, strikes it, and scores! Joseph Martinez into the history books.
Yeah, how about that for Joseph Martinez? A hat trick, his fifth in 35 games.
Yeah, that's pretty big. We were talking about it this morning, and some of the guys who it's taken so much longer to get hat tricks. And for him to get it in his 35th match is pretty impressive. And for him to play the way that he did, Miguel Almiron. I saw him on the side after he scored his, I think it was his second goal.
Mm-hmm.
They did the little Super Saiyan thing.
The what?
It was like if you watch Dragon Ball Z, they did like a fusion thing in front of the camera, which I thought was a little different. But I was like, hey, okay, he's in touch with his inner childhood, his inner child with the whole Super Saiyan. What is it? Goten and Trunks D?
Because
I'm not a big Goten and was it Goten and Trunks where they do the fusion? And I guess one of them was Goten and one of them was Trunks, and they did the little fuse. They touched their little fingers together.
They touched their little fingers.
Yeah.
How cute.
No, but it was weird. But I knew what they were. I think that's what they were doing.
Oh,
that's what
that's
it looked
cute.
Like. Because they do the little fusion thing, and they did that. Yes. exactly like what Daryl did. You can't see it out there, but anybody that watches
challenge.
Dragon Ball Z and know Goten and Trunks, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
When they do the fusion. Yeah, they All do right. the fusion thing.
Well, it worked. Whatever it was, Atlanta United wins again, beating Philadelphia 3-1. And after the game, interesting, Tata Martino was not happy with his team because he thought they went through the motions. And that was actually what happened, because even though they controlled the match because Philadelphia only had nine guys, once Philadelphia went to nine guys, Atlanta United went, well, we're going to win this game, so that's why do we even have to really try so much? You know what I mean?
No, you can't do that.
I know, but that's what it felt like.
You can't do that. I'll tell you, I guess for me, being at home watching, that was kind of hard for me to see because the crowd, the one thing I noticed about this match, whatever reason, and I know Wendy was down there, if it was the fact that the roof was open, if it was the fact that the tailgating was strong, down there before the match, they were the crowd was into it from the beginning all the way to the end.
Wendy, what was it like to be down there? I mean, you could tell me about the thing, but it just occurs to me because I couldn't make it down there Saturday night. So there have been two events with the roof open, both of which I missed, the Packers game and now this. What was it like with the roof open?
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing with the roof open.
Is it better or worse?
I mean, depending on what. I mean, the visual of it looks great.
No, this is a better question, John.
Hot.
That's what I was about to ask you. What was the weather like, Wendy? Ooh. Was it hot?
Was it hot? Just standing. You didn't really have to move to start sweating. I think everyone was sweating. But the look of it, I mean, it's like no other stadium I've ever been in before.
Yeah, because
it looks phenomenal.
Not a whole lot of wind, I wouldn't imagine, to cool you off, right? It's not like they can open up the big window and let the breeze come through.
And they turned the air conditioner off. Did they turn the air conditioner off? Because you feel like
they probably didn't. It was probably on. It was just so hot because the humidity was like 9,000% on Saturday, so everyone was feeling the heat. But for me, the visual of it was awesome.
Yeah, our people in Atlanta are going to go, okay, we're Wheaties. Close the roof, please. Leave
no,
it closed.
I'll tell you what, though. It gets hot in Atlanta. It was hot this weekend.
The player said something about it. I mean, everyone was sweating.
But I always wondered, like, I know Arthur Blank got bread. But typically when you open the window at your home, that means the air conditioning goes off. So I was thinking practical. Like, if you got the window open, you don't need the air conditioner on. You know, y'all just need to suffer. Y'all wanted it open. I'm turning off the air conditioning. I think I don't know. I wasn't down there, but I if it was me, I would have definitely.
It's to the
air
point
off.
You just wanted to lay on the ground, just like, keep me cool.
Heal me with all in there, like having a hot box. No, it probably was on. The AC probably was on.
All right, we told you it was a weekend full of stars because late last night there was another star. He was in a basketball uniform and he set an NBA record, an NBA Finals record. By knocking down three-pointers.
Curry for three from the left hash mark, and the lead is 21. 33 for Curry, 9 of 17.
He has made the same number of threes that the entire Cavs team has made, 9.
Yeah, he had 9 three-pointers last night, knocking it down from all over the ballpark, Hugh. It was an impressive performance by Steph Curry, and the Golden State Warriors just... I'm intentionally doing this so that nobody calls me on it, okay? Well, is this thing over?
Never count out the king, but I did say, and I will say again this morning, that their best chance to win a game was Thursday night. LeBron James had 29 points, which that would be a pretty good game for somebody else. They gave him a little bit more yesterday. Kevin Love gave him 22. Tristan Thompson had a pretty good game. Was it George Hill had 15 points? That's LeBron. That wasn't enough. That wasn't enough to win. LeBron did not have a LeBron night. And I'm thinking maybe that's because his eye was still a little jacked up. He was a little off. And, Steph Curry was just on fire. Like, in the second half, that's when the Warriors got hot. That's mm-hmm. when they got hot. You never want to count LeBron out going back to Cleveland, especially that crowd is going to be in it. But, boy, you're going to have to – I don't know, John. A gentleman's sweep still. I still think it's going to be a gentleman's sweep. I just don't – I don't think they get this third one. I don't think they get that first one at home in Cleveland. I don't. They might get that – they might get the fourth one, and then they go back to the Oracle. That makes sense because, you know, you want to win it at home.
Right.
So, yeah, but I don't – no, I think it's a wrap for Cleveland. Gentleman's sweep.
All right, well, and because of the all the emotions involved with what has been taking place in Oakland in the first couple of games here, it ought to be an intense night. But it was, I have to say, that if you missed a game last night, it was a blowout by Golden State. But there was some pettiness to the pettiness to the pettiness. J.R. Smith gets introduced in the opening lineup, and what do the Golden State fans do? Standing ovation. And when he went to the foul line, they were chanting 70,000 people, MVP.
Because he MVP. Is. Did you hear, like, this weekend, I got an alert on my phone where J.R. Smith basically said he might have forgotten. I might have forgotten what the scenario was. Dude, no. Even if you didn't know, don't tell anybody. You can't tell anybody.
Because stop talking.
Just, like, the memes that they had about you this weekend. And I know sometimes that he get real hot. And you just want to cool off, and you just want some support from your teammates because they were talking about that, how his teammates supported him.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to ride that out. This a pass. This too shall pass. You need to ride. You should have rolled that out. Don't give anybody any more ammunition. That's what you basically made yourself look even worse. But I guess you really didn't have a leg to stand on when LeBron James on the sideline cursing you out, looking at you like you're good and crazy.
You know, it's one thing to have memes. Did you see the J.R. Smith challenge? Oh, there's the J.R. Smith Challenge. No, I'm not kidding you. Go on Twitter and put in J.R. Smith Challenge. And what a bunch of guys did, and I think they started it.
What, just to screw something up?
What they did was they went and recreated it on like a playground. Like eight guys, okay? First one's made, and then second one's intentionally missed, and the guy grabs a rebound. He starts dribbling. He dribbles off the court, down the street, and everybody's chasing him. He keeps going. He's on the highway. He's going through the ball.
No, the best one I saw when they said, I bet you know the difference between a fifth of Henny and a pint. That was funny. but yeah, you can't, if once you did that, you just had to say, hey man, you knew the scenario. Don't give anybody any reason to think you don't know basketball. You really don't. I know you want to be forthcoming and transparent and all that good stuff. Not in that situation. You don't want to be transparent in that situation.
It was like somebody else said to me, and they said, you know, when LeBron had the reaction, because the meme, one of the memes was the reaction of LeBron, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's LeBron not saying to J.R. Smith, you know, what are you thinking? That's LeBron saying, all right, that's it. I'm done. I'm leaving.
I'm going to Philadelphia.
I'm done with this. What is that? I'm done with this.
As Daryl looks at me with that evil look.
So
he's
you
going
have
to Philadelphia.
The first leader in the clubhouse is in for the new nickname for the Braves. That's Batlanta. That's better than Baby Braves.
Baby Braves.
Batlanta D is
not
better.
That's not the name of a team, though. That's not the team name, though.
Some of the things we missed on an amazing weekend. Wendy's Zone. Jump into that as we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is big.
Okay. Let's do it.
We are giving away a $250,000.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's National Signing Bonus.
Listen every weekday from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. and you could win $1,000 every hour, all day.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
By the way, today is a very important national day.
It is.
It is a very important day. So before I get to other stories, it is National Cheese Day. And according to a new survey, 23% of people add cheese to every single meal. I'm probably one of the
every single meal?
Yes. I am probably one of the 23%.
I don't think so. Not every single. No. I mean, so does my wife. I mean, but I add it to every meal?
Yes.
No, I don't add it to every meal. Do you add cheese to every meal, Hugh? Every meal?
No. Not every meal, but cheese makes stuff taste so much better, though, man.
Oh, it sure
like,
does.
Cheese is like queso. That accoutrement that makes the food better. Some queso is good, though. Like, I had some queso yesterday. I'm not going to throw this place under the bus, but it was a little runny. It was like somebody just like put some cheese coloring in there and just water. It was not that.
They didn't let it sit in the pot good. Long enough.
I don't know what they did.
You mean
but
white
it was
or
not,
yellow?
Both.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was first got the white, then got
the
yellow.
To tell me
but
the break.
But the yellow was really bad. No, the white was really bad. The white was like a soup.
I mean, it's like they took queso and cut it.
Yeah, they cut it with
water.
They didn't give me that uncut queso. They gave me that watered down.
That breaks my heart for you, Hugh.
They stepped on my queso.
They messed up your cheese. Well, you can celebrate it again, Hugh, if you want to try a different.
That sounded wrong.
They stepped on my queso.
All right, well, if you go to 92.9 The Game on our Twitter page, I retweeted this video from over the weekend because I found something that Julio Jones may not be very good at in Matt Bryant's spot at number one on the depth chart, at least on the kicking position, is secure because there's a video of Julio Jones. Now, granted, it is a charity event, but he was playing kickball and completely whiffs on actually kicking the ball. So he is at the plate getting ready to kick and just completely miss a slow rolling kickball.
What was the name of that kickball team you were on about 3-4 years ago?
Was it the Ball Tappers?
No.
No. Tummy Sticks. That's what it was. I remember it was a kickball team I was on in Philly called the Ball Tappers. But that's what you do when you play kickball. You come up with some funny names. I was so traumatized by that name, the Tummy Sticks, I never played kickball again.
Didn't you quit, Hugh?
I quit.
Through
No, because I
season.
Hurt my back. It was like all that running. I was tired.
I got a case of the old.
You know what? I'm going to go back, though. But I'm not playing for the Tummy Sticks. I need to find me a different team.
Did you just call us out for our age?
I just said a case of the olds.
No, she's right. Because that's when I first started. You know,
you don't get a case of the olds.
I was sitting a little heavy back then, and I was running around, and I was like, ooh. You remember that deal? I was sitting a little heavy back then.
Man, said my back.
My back was tight. I could probably do it now, but I need to find me a team that, you know, I need to find a team. I just need to find a team.
Were you a good offensive player at kickball?
Yeah, I was pretty good. I could connect.
You could connect?
I didn't feel like running, though. I had to get me a designated runner. I didn't feel like doing that. It didn't the whole name Tummy Sticks. Oh, that didn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right.
Call me weird. But that the name Tummy Sticks,
yeah.
Don't sound right.
No.
Just don't, you know.
It's because it's not right.
It just don't sound right. So I was like, I know I hate to be that guy that, you know, let little things like that hold me back, but that kind of held me back. That held me back.
But you can go over to our 92.9 The Game Twitter page and watch that video of Julio Jones. So speaking of that video and that charity event, the Carolina Panthers may be in some trouble with the NFL because a tweet that they sent that they thought was probably funny could actually get them in trouble for tampering if the Falcons actually take this more than just as a harmless joke. So this tweet has been deleted since it was posted over the weekend. It's just a picture of Julio Jones and Cam Newton at this charity kickball event. And the tweet simply says, Julio says hi at Atlanta Falcons with the wave emoji. So the league's tampering policy prevents any interference of a member club with the employer-employee relationship of another club or any attempt by a club to impermissibly induce a person to seek employment with that club or the NFL. So with Jones and the organization kind of at this impasse while working on a new deal, Jones not being at OTAs, this could possibly be interpreted by the league as interference by a member club with the employer-employee relationship of another club. So this harmless tweet could get the Carolina Panthers in trouble.
Yeah, I didn't quite take it
interpretation
that way. I didn't take it that way at all.
Right now. You didn't take that way?
I didn't take it that they were trying to recruit Julio, no.
You know,
you just got to be careful. See,
yeah, you got to. In this day and age, you got to be careful.
Right.
You got to be careful with the whole Twitter thing and innuendos and stuff of that nature. Yeah, you got to be careful.
I thought they were just trolling the Falcons, just giving us the business.
Well, that's what they meant by it, was to troll the Falcons, and that's why they thought it was funny. But if the Falcons happen to take action, it could be.
Well, then we should. Damn it. Let's take action. Let's go after
them. I mean, think you'd be all for it, John.
You know what? I think if it was the Saints, that this would be way more
egregious.
Yeah.
This would be a big
this
deal.
Would definitely be. You would definitely call the league for tampering if it was the Saints.
Well, also over the weekend, I don't know if you guys saw the video of this or not, but Green Bay Packers linebacker Clay Matthews was hurt in a softball game on Saturday. This was a team charity game in Wisconsin, and Clay was pitching when lineman Lucas Patrick smacked a line drive that nailed him right in the face. And you can see Clay Matthews just literally grabs his face immediately, walks off the field. I don't know how he did it because it looked pretty painful. And this was his tweet. I busted my nose pretty good and will have surgery once the swelling subsides. I'm thankful as it could have been much more serious.
He probably broke his nose.
Oh, he did break his nose.
Oh, he definitely broke his nose.
Yeah, that's what I say. Probably. No, he did. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he had like a broken orbital bone too because, I mean, he got smacked. I mean, it was a line drive, you know, and he's only 40 feet away, you know.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It was brutal. It was bam. Oh, man. And down goes Clay.
Couldn't imagine.
And this is why teams put certain things in guys' contracts that you should probably not.
Well, but you're playing softball. Come on.
Yeah, but
there's a risk in everything you do. There's a risk in jet skiing. All the fun stuff that you want to do, there's a risk in everything. And I'm sure teams have that sort of built into certain players' contracts.
I don't think it's going to affect his season. He's going to put a helmet on and be out there running around. He's going to be fine.
John, no, it's definitely not going to affect his season, but you just got to be careful. But
I mean, but it was, you're right, it was brutal.
Yeah, it was brutal.
If you haven't seen the video, it's like, ow!
We're also going to post up a Vision Computer poll at 929 The Game. Who was the star in Atlanta sports over the weekend? Was it Dansby Swanson, Charlie Corbelson, Mike Fultonevich, or Joseph Martinez? So, sort of a tough question on this Monday.
Yeah, and by the way, Foldy, how about that? Because you're talking about the starting pitching. How about that show? 11 strikeouts, complete game.
I think I got to lean on the side of history with this one. And Joseph Martinez, fifth hat trick in 35 games. That's pretty impressive. When you look at the list of everybody else in Major League Soccer that's done it and how long it's taken them, been to do it in 35. I got to lean on the side of history.
Yeah, Landon Donovan is 340. 340. The big story, of course, Charlie Walkoff and more. This hour brought to you by Vision Computers, where an average hold time is less than 15 seconds. That's our poll, and you can vote on it at our Twitter, at 929TheGame. At the Baby Braves, they're the big story next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 929TheGame.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.